And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me. Lee, where do we begin?
Hey, Lynn. Welcome back to Tell Me More.
Great to be here.
So we began the week with a gripping story out of Philadelphia about the death of 14-year-old Danielle Kelly. Now, in 2006, Kelly, who had cerebral palsy, was found starved to death. Now, charges have since been brought against Danielle's parents and two of the social service workers involved in her case. We talked with two experts on social work about the professional responsibility to prevent child neglect. Well, Lynn, we received this comment in response to that from Byron.
No child, no human being should be treated in that way. In addition, I think two of your guest experts missed the point of the issue entirely. While they discussed the finer distinctions between social worker and caseworker, someone should have discussed the distinction between human and inhuman behavior. Anyone responsible for a child should still have the human decency to care and protect for that child.
Thanks for that thoughtful comment, Byron. And moving along, if you were listening on Monday, you also heard this commentary.
Can I just tell you? I am a hip-hop-loving, piano-playing, dancing diva who grew up on a ranch in rural Michigan. I flaunt all of my cultural mix, but so many people want me to pick a label. So if I have to choose, I choose Hapa.
That's former Tell Me More intern Kristen Lee talking about her mixed heritage. Well, Kristen's essay prompted many listeners to write to us about their multicultural experiences. Here's Alexandra.
As a biracial person, I have a black father and a white mother. I'm always having to explain that, no, I don't identify with the black experience just because I have darker skin. I tend to say that I'm a mutt, and I think that Hapa is a wonderful taking back of what could be an insult.
Thanks, Alexandra. And as an added note, Alexandra told me that one of the reasons she finds it difficult identifying with just one culture is because although she happens to be closer to her mom's side of the family, which is white, she tends to embrace the values of her dad's heritage, which is traced to the West Indies.
That's a really interesting perspective.
It is.
And we want to hear your perspective about our coverage. Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Or go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out. And you might just hear yourself in the next Back Talk. Thanks, Lee.
Good to see you again, Lynn.